Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. And today we'll be talking about the most important subject of Quran chapter 5, that is concerning the validity of the Bible. It's very easy for Muslims to say that the Bible has been corrupted and that will fix every problem we have in Islam. That is, the contradictions between what is written in the Quran and that which is written in the Bible. You see, because the Bible has been corrupted, Allah sent His final messenger Muhammad with His final truth, which is in the Quran, in the true and final religion, the religion of Islam. Muslims always repeat that broken record statement day and night. Hopefully, they can convince somebody that Islam is true. And by the way, they don't share anything about Islam. All that they do, make the people of the West doubt the validity of the Bible, especially concerning the deity of Christ, the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and the things which we Christians hold dear to our hearts. And when people doubt the truth and the reliability of the Bible, they automatically become good Muslims without knowing jack about Islam. That is exactly what happened to all the American people who converted to Islam. So today we're going to look together at what is written in Quran chapter 5, beginning from verse 44. For there we learn the truth that the Bible is not corrupted. The Bible is the perfect word of God, and the Bible will never be corrupted. Not today, not tomorrow, not forever. So let's begin by reading together that which is written in Quran chapter 5, beginning from verse 44. The first couple of verses we read here is concerning the Old Testament, the Torah. As we read, surely we have sent down the Torah. In it is guidance and light. The prophets judge by it those who submit themselves to the Jews and the Jewish teachers and the priests in what they kept from the book of Allah, and they were witnesses over it. So do not fear the people and fear me. And do not purchase with my verses a little price. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has sent down, so those are the infidels. And we wrote for them in it a soul for a soul, an eye for an eye, and a nose for a nose, and an ear for an ear, and a tooth for a tooth, and for wounds, retaliation. So whoever gives it as alms, so it is an atonement for him, and whoever will not judge by what Allah has sent down, so those are the unjust. Notice here, the Quran did not say anything about that the Torah has been changed or the Torah has been corrupted, but Allah here in Quran chapter 5 verses 44 and 45 clearly teaches that the Torah is His word. He sent it down. It is a guidance which Allah wanted the Jewish people to live by. As a matter of fact, it says, if you don't practice and live by that which is written in the Torah, you become an infidel. And that was the end of verse 44. And in the end of verse 45, Allah stated, for those who will not live by it are the unjust. Now you have to understand, the judgment of the infidels and the judgment of the unjust in the teaching of the Quran is eternity in hell. So the summary of verses 44 and 45 is that the Quran clearly teaches that the Torah was perfect in Muhammad's days. That is literally 2100 years after Moses. Now let's move on to the gospel. And that is by reading verses 46 and 47 of Quran chapter 5. And there we read, and in their footsteps we sent Isa, son of Mary, confirming what is between his hand of the Torah. And we gave him the gospel, in it is guidance and light, and confirming what was between his hands from the Torah, and a guidance and a sermon to the fearer. And in verse 47, and that the people of the gospel judge by what Allah has sent down in it. And whosoever does not judge by what Allah has sent down, so those are the transgressors. Notice here, Allah is continuing with the same teaching about the Torah in the gospel. And you have to understand that the Quran I'm reading right now was actually written 600 years after Christ. So the judgment of Allah concerning the gospel and the Torah, as we read in verses 44 and 45, is a clear judgment about the things of the Bible 600 years later. Not when Isa, son of Mary, received the gospel, but when Muhammad received the Quran. Once again, the same statement which was given about the Torah is given about the gospel. That is the book of Isa, son of Mary. Obviously, we Christians do not believe that Jesus wrote any gospel because Jesus is a gospel. Jesus did not receive any words from Allah because Jesus is the word of God. But talking to Muslim who believes that Isa received a gospel from Allah, and here is what Allah said about the gospel 600 years after Christ. It says that it was on the footstep of Moses after Judaism we see Isa, son of Mary. And what is that gospel he received? It says, confirming what is between his hands of the Torah. Wow. So now we know from the Quran 5:46, that Isa, son of Mary, came to this world and received that gospel from Allah. And in that gospel of Allah, he assured all the Jewish people, as a matter of fact, he assured all the Muslims and the Christians alike, that the Torah of Moses was perfect up to the day when Isa received the gospel of Allah, which means 1500 years, ladies and gentlemen. The Torah was perfect, not for 15 years or 150 years, but 1500 years. Imagine with me, the writings of Moses was perfect all these years between the time of Moses and the time of Isa, Jesus of Muhammad. Yes, indeed. The problem is our dear Muslim friends do not know the timeline between Moses and Isa. They may actually think that one after another was in 50 years or 100 years. No. Moses was here 1500 years before Christ came in the flesh. But notice what else the Quran said in these two verses, that is 5:46 and 47. We read, and we gave him the gospel. In it is guidance and light. The same two words we have read in Quran chapter 5 verse 44 about the Torah. Remember, surely we have sent down the Torah. In it is guidance and light. The Torah is guidance and light. The gospel is guidance and light. The Torah and the gospel came down from Allah. That means the Torah and the gospel are the perfect word of Allah. But let's continue a little bit more with verse 46. And then he said what? And confirming what was between his hands from the Torah. Wait a minute. We just read that in the same verse. Yes, indeed. Muhammad repeat himself. So let me read you the entire verse one more time. It says, and in their footsteps, we sent Isa, son of Mary, confirming what is between his hands of the Torah. And we gave him the gospel. In it is guidance and light. And confirming what was between his hands from the Torah. Notice, confirming what is between his hands of the Torah is written twice. Now, our dear Muslim friends do not know how important it is for us to read these words about the Torah, which was written 1500 years before Christ. And if Allah Almighty, the God of Islam, can keep the Torah perfect for 1500 years, who can corrupt it in the next few years? But we'll see a little bit later that it was never corrupted, which is the opposite of what Muslims think about the Torah or the gospel. Let's continue with the rest of the passage here, the rest of verse 46. It says, and a guidance and a sermon to the fear. Yes, indeed, the gospel is a guidance and the gospel is a sermon for the fear. If you fear Allah, you got the truth of the gospel. Now, in verse 47, we read, and that the people of the gospel judge by what Allah has sent down in it. Notice that is repeating what Muhammad said, or what Allah said in the Quran concerning the Torah, that the Jewish people must judge by that which is written in the Torah, and the Christians must judge by what is written in the Gospel. What does Allah mean by judge by what is written? It means to live by, to practice, which means that is, once again, internal evidence that the Torah was perfect and the Gospel was perfect, because how can Allah tell the Jewish people to live and practice that which is written in the Torah if it was corrupted? And how can Allah ask Isa, son of Mary, to ask the Christian people to live and practice that which is written in the Gospel if it was corrupted? But then we continue and read, and whoever does not judge by what Allah has sent down, so those are the transgressors. Transgressors is not a simple word we can pass by as you read the Quran. The word here is fasiqin or fasiqun. That means if the Christians do not live and practice by everything that is written in the Gospel, they are the fuel of hell. They will spend eternity in hell. Similar to that which we have read concerning the Torah in the end of 44, if you don't practice what is written in the Torah as a Jew, you are an infidel. And in the end of 55, if you do not practice and believe in what is written in the Torah, you are of the unjust. Infidels and unjust and transgressors will spend eternity in hell. So you cannot take these verses lightly. This is very powerful words, and from it we learn that the Bible is clear, at least so far, the Torah is clear until Jesus' days, because he came twice to confirm that which was given to Moses in the Torah.
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Now we move to the very important session of our study. Why? Because now I'm going to show you in Quran chapter 5 and verse 48 that the Quran assured every Muslim that the Torah and the Gospel are perfect, even in Muhammad's days. That is 600 years later after Christ. And here is what Allah stated in Quran chapter 5 and verse 48. And to you, we have sent down the book with the truth, confirming what is between his hands of the book, and as guardian over it. So judge between them by what Allah has sent down, and do not follow their desires about what came to you of the truth. To every one of you, we have given a law and a clear way. And if Allah willed, he would have made you one nation, but to test you in what he has given to you, so hasten doing the good. To Allah, you will all return. So he will inform you about what you were differing. Man, oh man, if Muslims just can read that verse without using the black Islamic glasses, which they used to blind their eyes, that they may also blind their mind, and they will not see the truth in their own book concerning the gospel and the Torah. Notice here the shocking news for some Muslims. In verse 48, we read, "And to you, who is you here? That is Muhammad. Who is speaking? Allah. Allah is speaking to Muhammad. And to you, we have sent down the book." What is the book? The book here is the Quran. So Allah, speaking to Muhammad, told him, "To you, Muhammad, we given the Quran." And what about the Quran? Listen carefully. With the truth. The Quran came with the truth. So far, so good. I have no problem with that. Continue. "Confirming what is between his hands of the book." Whoa, 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 whoa. Did you just hear me, my dear friends? The Quran, which was given to Muhammad by Allah 600 years later after Christ, came to do what? To confirm what is between Muhammad's hands of the Bible. That is the Torah and the Gospel, which we covered in verses 44, 45, 46, and 47. Allah did not tell Muhammad, "We give you the Quran to correct the errors and the contradictions of the Bible and the corruption of the Torah and the corruption of the Gospel." No, 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 no. Allah is telling the opposite. Muhammad received his book, the Quran, to confirm the Torah and the Gospel, which means if you are living in Muhammad Day, sitting next to him, and he said that, you have to believe 100%, not 99.9, but 100%, that the Torah was perfect and the Gospel was perfect. Not only is that, Allah gave Muhammad the Quran to confirm the Bible, but listen carefully. He said, "And as a guardian over it." My dear friends, the Quran was given to Muhammad to confirm the Torah and the Gospel and to protect the Torah and the Gospel. So when a Muslim man or a woman tells me that the Bible has been corrupted and the Bible has been changed, that means these Muslims are so ignorant of their own Quran, or they're the best deceivers ever lived in the Muslim world. Why is that? Because if there was any corruption that took place in the Torah or in the Gospel, that means the Quran failed miserably to do what Allah sent it to Muhammad for. The Quran came to confirm the Torah and the Gospel that they are perfect without any error, without any contradiction. That's a fact number one. The Quran was given to Muhammad to protect the Torah and the Gospel. So if we can find one verse in the Torah or in the Gospel which has been corrupted, that means that is a big boo-boo on the behalf of Allah and Muhammad by the Quran. Because then the Quran failed miserably to protect, to guard the Bible. Notice, some Muslim will tell you that the Quran came to replace the Bible. Because, as we said earlier in our program, the Bible has been corrupted. The Bible has been changed. That's not what Allah said here. Listen carefully. Allah said, that is in Quran 5:48, "And to every one of you who have given a law and a clear way, and if Allah willed, he would have made you one nation, but to test you in what he has given to you, so hasten doing the goods." Allah does not desire for the whole world to be Muslims. According to Quran 5:48, Allah wants some to be Jews, that's why he gives them the Torah. And Allah wants some to be Christians, that's why he gave the Gospel. And he wants some to be Muslims, that's why he gave the Quran. If Allah wants the whole world to be one religion, he would have easily made that. But Allah wanted to have these three religions. I know that the Quran contradicts itself. In other locations in the Quran, we see that, for example, in Quran chapter 3, verse 85, "And whoever desire any other religion except Islam, so it will not be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be of the losers." That is a clear teaching of the Quran, that if you are a Jew or if you are a Christian, you're going to burn in hell forever because you'll be a loser. The only accepted religion by Allah is Islam. But that's not what we read in Quran chapter 5 and verse 48. This is a problem. Muslims have to face it, that there is a huge amount of contradictions all over the Quran. But Quran chapter 5 verse 48 ended with, "To Allah you will all return, so he will inform you about what you were differing." Yes, there are differences between Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. But somehow Allah, in the Day of Judgment, he will show us the differences between these three beliefs. My friends, the very important point we can come out of this broadcast today is this. The Torah was perfect in Jesus' days because Jesus came to confirm the Torah. the gospel and the Torah were perfect in Muhammad's days because Muhammad came to confirm the Torah and the gospel. Not only he came to confirm it by his Quran, but he also guarded and protected the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. Now, let me close this program by quoting for you one very powerful verse concerning, can some Jews or some Christians or some enemies of Judaism and Christianity change the word of Allah? Listen to what Allah said in Quran chapter 6 and verse 34. And indeed, messengers before you were denied. So they were patient on being denied, and they were harmed until our victory came to them. And listen carefully, my dear friends. Allah said what? And no one can change the words of Allah. And indeed, some of the news of the messengers came to you. The most important part of that verse is that Allah said, and no one can change the words of Allah. Now, what do the words, no one can change the word of Allah, mean in English? It means no one can change the word of Allah. Or actually, it can also mean the Bible is perfect. It will never change. Not yesterday, not today, not forever. Because Allah is telling us no one can change the word of Allah. Don't forget, in 545 and 46, we learn that the Torah is the word of Allah. He is the one who gave it to Moses. In Quran chapter 5, verse 46 and 47, we learn that the gospel was the word of Allah. For Allah has given that gospel to Isa, son of Mary. So the Torah and the gospel, both are the word of Allah. And the Quran 6:34 said, no one can change the word of Allah. That means it will always be perfect. Once again, not only Muhammad came with the Quran to confirm the Torah and the gospel and to protect it, but Allah's word also clearly said that the Bible will always be perfect. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.